Okay, we are in the middle of Perek Test, Mishnah Test. Take it from the top. Nimsa al gabi pirudim v'hu noge b'chabeitza tamei. Let's say it was found on top of the pirudim. Here is the sheretz. Here is this little nice guy here. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 3. And there are 8 of these. 8 of these olives. Okay? So what's the shayla? The shayla over here is, what's the status? When we learned in the previous mission, if you have a cluster, this is called an om, and you touch one olive, the entire thing becomes tummy.
Correct.
Because we consider it to be one mass. But it's pretty that we don't consider it to be one mass. We consider each one to be individual. Exactly. So therefore, l'mayin nafka mina, this becomes a rishon and this becomes a sheni. If the sheretz was found here, the entire thing becomes a rishon. But because it's perudim, let's say the alacha shetaka b'yosel b'aboyim, after you thrust the yosel, the oyim l'hafir ha'oyim milkam chalakim perudim v'chol gush v'gush me'ele ha'chalakim ha'perudim me'ha'im yesh zeisim medubakim. So the rule is each one is going to be separate. V'hu nogeh b'chabeitza she'im bos l'tzav zeisim sh'asheretz nogeh b'chabeitza yesh b'chabeitza. If all of the olives upon which the sheretz is resting, 1, 2, 3, 4 equal sizes of the beitza, then the halacha is tamei kol agush af al gadena gush chibur mishutaka. So yosef b'yom lahafridem b'kol makom kemo diyesh b'gush zeh zeisim tameim k'shir tami achirim. Then the beitza nasa chibur tamei es shor hazeisim shabo. So he picture he says that this comes a rishon, this comes a sheni. Next, perudim al gabe perudim. Ooh, what does that mean? Sheyesh gushim al gabe gushim v'asheretz al gush al yoin. Af al pi shunagir b'chabeitzol ein tami ela moka mago'o. Shalosh al gush. Okay, that's what the picture is referring to. And that's what it means over here. Shunagir, so ein only mago'o, so and fine, shal gush. Ein tami ela moka mago'o shal sheretz kolaymar also gush b'lvat sheretz al-yibub al shal gushim tarim. Next. Okay, so we're good with this? Oh, here it is. No, here it is. Here it is. This is the picture we're referring to. We didn't do this last week, 2 days ago. Look, there's gushim prudim algabe prudim. Prudim algabe prudim. No, that's a prudim. That is nims algabe prudim, period. Here it's prudim algabe prudim. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So these are prudim are now. So what does it say? It says everything is okay. Everything is A-okay. Only one that's tummy is the top picture.
Over here also tummy.
No, so in this picture is only the top, only the right. But the bottom one is since this is an av, this becomes a rishon, this becomes a sheni. The holding is tummy. No, but over here it's going to stop. A sheni can't make a shlish by chulin. So if this prudim, this an av, rishon sheni, but this one is going to become this tar. That's the point. This whole thing becomes tummy only because it's 2 levels.
Not tummy. Is this tummy?
Yeah, this is an av. So we show this is shiny.
Is that only the top level?
No, the top is a reshain. We looked at the picture.
So how come you make it white here and dark here?
He did make it. White is a rishon. This is sheni. What's the problem?
Over here, he didn't make it a rishon.
Because he already did that. He already explained it to us. We're not doing it again. So therefore, look what it says over here. Hazeisim hanayim b'sheretzim rishon l'tuamah makom tzir. She'or hazeisim b'parur in the same parur ha'in sheni l'tuamah. Rei tzir ha'koydem, like he explained in this picture. She'or ha'pirudim tohoirim. She'ein sheni oise shlishi b'chulen. Because a sheni cannot make a shlishi b'chulin, so only this parud is tamei, but the next parud is tar.
Good.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see what it says over here. So now up to the next one. Next. Let's say you find the sheretz in the koisel and the zeisim tar. What does that mean? Nimsa sheretz ben koisel zeisim tar loicha v'loicha shinun shem mochoya al hazeisim. You find it between the zeisim and the wall. So there's zeisim on the ground, and there's a wall. Here's a wall, choyma, and here are the zeisim, and you find it, and here you find the sheretz in the middle. That's dead.
Right.
So the question is, maybe when it died, maybe it died, and then it touched the zeisim, and then the sheretz. moved away, came back to life. Someone pushed it away. So, you know, you have a situation where you find the sheretz, no picture. You find the sheretz.
So, what is this one? Nimsa al Gabi.
Here.
This one?
No, yeah, right. Al Gabi Pudim is right behind him. And the sheretz is touching the sides of the beitza. Tame. The entire part is tame. Let's say it's Purudim, Al Gabi Purudim, in this case. Avli Shunagib Chabetz, even though the top is a beitza. Ain Tame Elam Mokom Ago'o.
Why?
Only the top part, because this is a sheretz, an av, this is a rishon, this is a sheni, and that's where it stops.
It's the same thing as this, though.
But the point is that it's not going to contaminate the next part.
I'm saying, so you mean it's coming to make a chit, but once I know it wasn't matami down here...
And this is a sheni, this is a sheni, it's all the same point.
Okay, fine, bye then.
Ain't welcome only the top part, but not the next part. Nimso bein kaisa la zaysim. Let's say you find the sheretz between the wall and the zaysim. I have a wall, and next to the wall is a sheretz. Right? Here's the wall,
right.
And here is
sheretz.
The olives, and here is the dead sheretz. What's the concern? Maybe the sheretz died on top of the olives, and then the wind came along, or someone came along and pushed it away. So the rule is, you could assume what you don't know is good for you. You don't really know what's going on. You don't really know what's going on in this world.
Suffolk, Tamei.
Tamei Berusha, Surah Mistar. Nimsa bein kles leizeh sentar. What is the idea in the Rav? Nimsa hasheres bein kles leizeh sentar. Loi chashin shaman nechoya Allah hazeh. We're not chayish, it was on the zeh. Let's say it was Nimsa bagag. Let's say you find the dead sheres in the roof. Hamala zeh semin hamatan lagag. Let's say you bring the olives from the matan, from the container, into the roof, the nimsa sheretz achar kach bezesim shal gabi agag, and you find the sheretz bezesim on the roof. So the question over here is, the zesim on the roof are definitely tame, because the zesim on the roof have definitely come in contact with the sheretz. However, the question is, what about maybe the sheretz was really in the matan? Maybe when you poured the zesim from the matan onto the roof, maybe the sheretz was in the matan. So maybe all of the zesim that are in the matan are tame. You hear the question? I have a matan full of zeisim. I go up to it and I pour it down on the roof. I come back later on, I see there's a dead sheretz touching all the zeisim, dead sheretz mixed into the zeisim that's lying on the roof to dry out. So there's no question the zeisim on the roof tame. But maybe if that sheretz was already in the container. Maybe when I poured the zeisim from the matan to the roof, maybe it was already there. If it was already there, means all of the leftover zeisim in the matan are also tame. You hear the question?
Nimsa
begag hamatan tar. If I find a sheretz on the roof, making contact with all of my olives, that has no bearing on the zaysim in the matan. You understand? I have a basket. Here's my basket, okay?
Is it on the roof?
No, it's in my hands. I have here in the mountain, I have over here, let's say 10 pounds. Worth, 10 pounds of olives.
Right.
I take it up to the roof, I pour on the roof 1 pound. I have still 9 pounds of zeisim in my matan.
Right.
I pour from my, and I put on the roof, it was originally 10 pounds, I put on the roof 1 pound. 1 pound is sitting on the roof, drying out in the sun. I come back a day later, and I discover that in the 1 pound that's on the roof, it's drying out, in the middle is a dead sheretz. So there's no question that the 1 pound of zeisim that are resting on the roof are tamei. They're in direct contact with the dead sheretz. My question is, maybe, where did that dead sheretz come from? Maybe that dead sheretz was in the matan, in the 10-pound matan. And when I poured, I didn't realize I poured out 1 pound with the sheretz. But if the original source of the dead sheretz was in the matan, that means the other 9 pounds of zeitz in the matan are also tamei. You understand?
I thought it was put in the matan after it was poured out.
No, that's the question. We do not know when. We do not know when when the sheretz died.
Where did we find the sheretz?
You find it on the roof the next day. Let's review the case. I have here in front of me a container.
Yeah.
10 pounds.
Right.
With me?
10 pounds.
10 pounds of olives.
Right.
I go up. It's Monday morning. I go up to the roof and I pour from the matan the container onto the roof. I release 1 pound.
Correct.
I don't look what I'm doing. I don't pay attention. But I just pour on the roof 1 pound.
Correct.
I go down. I put the matan in my garage, my kitchen. Okay? I come back on Tuesday morning. I go to the roof. And on the roof, I look at the 1 pound of matan that I was drawing out in the sun, and I notice that there's a dead sheretz right smack in the middle. question to you. Are the 1 pound of zeisim on the roof, are they tameh? Simple question.
We don't know.
What do you don't know? On the roof, there's a pound of olives, and in the olives, touching the olives, is a dead sheretz. No, on the roof. I'm asking you a simple question. On the roof. I go to the roof.
On the roof.
On the roof. There's 1 pound of olives lying spread on the roof, and there's a dead sheretz touching the 1 pound of olives.
But it's spread out, you just told me.
But it's in direct contact. The sheretz in direct contact with the grapes, with the olives. So it's not spread out. Fine, it's not spread out. There's a dead sheretz making direct contact with the olives on the roof. Are the olives tamei?
Yes.
Of course. What's my question? Are the remaining matan. 9 pounds of olives in the matan, are they also tamei?
No.
Well, that's the question. How did the dead sheretz get mixed into the 1 pound of matan on the roof? Maybe the dead sheretz was originally in the matan. It died there. It contaminated all 10 pounds of the olives. And when I poured it to the roof, it fell out with the 1 pound. But that means that since it originated in the matan, all of the olives in the matan are tamei.
Yeah.
That's the question. So the question over here is, nimsa begag hamatan tar. If you find it under the matan, it's tar. Nimsa begag hamala, zesim b'min hamatan begagum, nimsa sheretzach achachav, zesim shalagag hamatan tar. Why? Kloimar, zesim shematan tohoirin. We don't say we don't say that the sheretz was originally with the zeisim and it fell over the vohi b'matan. But let's say nimsa b'matan. Let's say I find b'matan hagagus tamei nimsa why zeisim shol lagak. So therefore, if I find the dead sheretz in the matan, we have to assume that it touched also yesterday the olives that I poured on the roof. So everything is tamei, even the olives on the roof. Zeisim shol begag tamei. The mikoidem shol zeisim begag koyash sheretz matan. Before he burnt the roof, we assume he was in the matan.
Right.
You understand?
Yep. Makes sense.
Nimsa saraf. Let's say we find it saraf. The sheretz saraf. Let's say you find the sheretz is burnt to a crisp. A burnt sheretz.
They were roasting them.
And they're roasting them. It's like in Gehenna.
Sheret.
You find it burned. The sheretz saraf loymetami. A sheretz. Did you know this? He said.
Yeah.
A sheretz that saraf loymetami. So see, it says b'maysam. It says b'maysam, which darshim ke'im maysam. They have to be like they're dead. Uchnimsa saraf al gabi zeisim tarim v'leich hashin shem noga b'chem koydim shnishraf. It has to be in the same state as when they're dead, when they die, the moment of death. The moment of death, they're fresh. But after they're burned, it's not b'maysam, nailed tar. So what is halacha? Halacha is, well, let's say it's mehuma, mehuha. You ever learned that one before? Let's see. V'chein matlis mehuha. Matlis, a cloth, mehuha. A new vocabulary word. You ever learned this one before?
Never.
So now you learn something new too. So glad to come here today. All the way from Baltimore to come here to learn this.
Right.
Matlis mehuha. Tehoira. Shekol ha. Tumois kishas mitziyosan, beged shenischorech ve'esh, a garment that has been scorched in fire. Benase kimin kori achbish. I don't know what that word is. Kori achbish.
Yes.
Veshuv ein mekabel tuma. It's a garment that's been singed. Okay, I know what this is. A kori achbish. Tochayrosh kol atumos kishas mitziyosan. So why in this case is it a hira? The sheretz now is burnt, so we assume if it's burnt now, when it first came in contact with the zeisim, it was also burnt, or the garment, the same thing. If you find a garment that's tamei, if you find a sheretz that's burned al azeisim, a sheretz that serves is not metame.
Right.
It's not metame. B'chein malis mehuha. If you have a garment that was originally tamei, you know for a fact that this garment was tamei, but now it's burnt, singed.
Now it's singed.
It's singed.
It was tamei.
It was tamei, but now it's singed, and you find it now touching food to hira. Why? Because if you right now it's in a matzah, shkotum b'shas mitziyasan. If right now it's not metame. Right now, because it's singed, or because the sheretz is saruf, so right now it's not matame. You do not need to be chayish that it was
that it touched the
thing before it was singed. Chaz the Mishnah. Nim zagabi perudim. He found it on one of the one piece. Hu v'hu nogei bechabeitza, and the mount is the size of a beitza. Tomei, so this sach is tomei. Perudim agavi perudim, but let's say it's like this case. Abi yishun agei b'chabeitza. Ain't tam yele mokam akoi, only the top one, not the next. Only the top one, not the next one. Next, nimsa bin kaisa lezesim, you find it if it's not touching, tar. Safiktim b'shram is tar. Nimsa b'gag, you find it on the gag. What about in the matan? Do we see that it was originally in the matan? No. Hamatan tar, we don't assume it the matan that was in the matan. Nimsa b'matan, then even when we put yesterday hagag tam, we have to assume that. Nimsa sodof agavi azesim, and now it's tar. V'chein, you find the matan, it's a garment that's mihuha. That's been singed. Tahora shakol hatumos kashas mitzi osan. And if right now it's tar, we do not go backwards. Okay, with the whole mission, Baruch Hashem, the parak. Good, one more parak.
Make the same.